Would you? Let's go to the Word. We are going to read from the Scripture. Today, there are quite a number of passages that we'll be reading from. Primarily, we'll be reading from a passage in John chapter 17, verses 15 and 19, and then several passages from the book of Ephesians. Would you please open your Bible and turn to John chapter 17, reading from verses 15 to 19. John 17, 15 to 19. Let's read this passage together. Shall we stand as we read the Word of God together? John 17, beginning at the 15th verse. John 17, verse 15. Let's read together. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. Let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. Please follow along as I read this verse. Ephesians 1, 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. And then chapter 4, verse 13. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And then chapter 5, verse 13. 5:13. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And then chapter 5, verse 26. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. And finally, chapter 6, verse 17. Ephesians 6, 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. You may be seated. And we'd like to invite Reverend Huang, who will be speaking this morning on the message that's entitled God's Word and Holiness.
Good morning. I will follow the theme of this year, Pursue Holiness, to preach the topic, God's Word and Holiness. The most important way to achieve holiness is by the Word of God. Before the crucifixion of our Lord, he prayed for his disciples. He said to Father, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Our Lord said his prayer is not that God the Father take us out of the world, but protect us from the evil one. Our Lord Jesus' earnest expectation was that all Christians, all disciples, should be sanctified by God's word. I think this is still the desire of our Lord, even though he has already seated on the right hand of God our Father. He prays for us continually, sanctify us by the word of God. I hope all the believers in our Triple C, we all have the heart. Let our Lord Jesus' prayer be fulfilled in your life. Pray our God, our Father, sanctify you through His Word. We all know holiness has two areas, has two meanings. The first is holiness in possession. Second, the holiness in action. The holiness in possession is you have the right relationship with God. Beforehand, we were enemies of God, but through the salvation of Christ, we were reconciled to God. Now we are no longer enemy, but children of God. We have the right relationship with God. So everyone who confessed your sin, believe the Lord Jesus Christ, you were justified by His salvation, by His blood. At the same time, positionally, you were sanctified. Therefore, we all are saints in Christ. We are all sanctified in Christ. But this is only positional holiness. Every Christian has this position, so every Christian can be called a saint. But the Bible tells us we cannot stop here. We need holiness in action. That means we should have the right behavior in our life. We should have correct deeds in our life, have the right thoughts in our life. So in this sense, the church have the theme of this year, pursue holiness. In our behavior, in our thoughts, in our deed, we really live a holy life, can match the calling of our God. The Bible tells us that the walk of sanctification is what God intends to do and only can be accomplished by God's power. Only can be accomplished by God's Spirit, by God's Word. Therefore, this morning, my topic is God's Word and holiness. Why God's Word is so important to pursuing holiness? Because God's Word brings God's thoughts, and God's thoughts produces God's way of behavior, God's way of living. Our thoughts produce our behavior. Right thoughts produce right behavior, right deeds. Wrong thoughts, evil thoughts produce evil deeds, evil behavior. Why a thief steal? Because he has greed. The mind is wrong. Why people kill? Because they have hatred. We all know why did Cain kill Abel? Because he envied Abel. Why Saul kept trying to kill David? Because Saul hated David. So if our thought can be changed, then our behavior can be changed. How can we change our thought? The only way, God's thought come into your mind. God's thought change your thought. But how can God's thought come into your mind? One way, through God's Word. That's why it's very important. We got to read God's Word. We got to meditate on God's Word. We got to memorize God's Word. We have to obey God's Word. Holiness, most easier way or most important way is by God's Word. I hope all believers in RCCC emphasize on reading God's word, meditate on God's word, and obey God's word. In the book of Ephesians, Paul used four illustrations to describe how God used his word to change people's mind, how God used his word to sanctify disciples. The four illustrations we already read. The first one is food. God's word, like food, will cause people to grow, can grow from infancy to maturity. All Christians whom we just believe in Christ, we like a spiritual baby. We need to grow, but how can we grow? God's word, the knowledge of the Son of God, is the food, the spiritual food. Later on, I will elaborate. But now, remember, the first illustration is food. The food will cause us to grow from a baby to an adult. Will grow from infancy to maturity. So our thought will be changed. Therefore, our deeds, our behavior will be changed. The second illustration, Paul used light. Only light can explore something in darkness. Only light can lead us in the right path. The light can show us God's will. The light can give us wisdom, then change our thought, change our thinking, then change our behavior. The third illustration is water. By the washing of the water through the word, so all our stained behavior can become stainless. Our sin can become holy. This is the third illustration. And the fourth one, Paul said, God's word, just like the sword of the Holy Spirit. God's word is an offensive weapon. We can fight against Satan, and we can overcome the power of Satan only through the word of God. Through those four illustrations, Paul emphasized we need to eat. We need to get the light from the Lord. We need to be washed in God's word. We need to have the sword of the Spirit. Then we can against the power of Satan and overcome Satan. Now the first illustration is food. Actually, in the Bible, many passages use food to illustrate God's word. For instance, you can read later when you go home. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in Hebrews chapter 5, in Job chapter 23, in Jeremiah chapter 15, in 1 Peter chapter 2, all those Bible writers use food to illustrate God's word. Job said, I have treasured God's word more than my daily bread. Jeremiah said, when your words come, I ate it as a food. Why God's word can help Christians to pursue holiness? Because only we take the word of God as our food. The food will help us to grow from spiritual baby to spiritual adult. We all know baby has many, many problems. Baby keep falling on the ground, right? 2 years old baby, you always help him or her to get up. 2 years old, falling on the ground, nothing surprises us. But if a 20-year adult keep falling on the ground, that's very strange. Some people come to the church already 20 years, or 10 years, sometimes still keep falling on the ground. That's because you saw them eat the fruit of your spiritual life. Sometimes Christians never read their Bible during the weekdays. Only once a week come to the church, listen to the preacher. If the preacher didn't prepare a good message for you, you will starve to death, nothing to eat. For 1 week, you just live by your own strengths. Then your thoughts can never be changed. Your mind can never be changed. And your behavior will never be changed. Dear brothers, sisters, remember, God's word is our spiritual food. We got to eat it regularly. We all know the church in Corinth is a very, not a good church. We don't say too bad word for them. Not a good church. Paul says they are infants. They are babies in the Lord because they have divisions. They have quarrels. They have jealousy. They have envy. They have even sexual immorality. Also, lawsuit among believers. Those all are expression of a baby. So Paul said, you are baby in the Lord. You even now can only drink milk, cannot eat solid food. Sometimes we even do not drink milk. Nothing to eat. Young people, I encourage you, from your youth, make up your mind, read your Bible regularly, study your Bible regularly. I thank God, when I was 19 years old, the Lord touched my heart. At that time, I was a sophomore in the university. I attended a retreat. At that time, I think the Lord spoke to all the youth. At that time, many youth like me never read the Bible. Even though I have a very nice Bible, but always on the shelf. Never read it. But since 19 years old, the Lord moved my heart. I make resolution, make decision. Every day, I read the Bible about 1 hour in the morning before I went to school. I don't want you to read 1 hour just like I did, but at least 30 minutes per day. Young brothers, sisters, if you want to grow in the Lord, if you want the Lord change your mind, change your thought, if you want the Lord change your behavior, if you really want to pursue holiness, I encourage you, start from tomorrow, read your Bible at least 30 minutes a day. Otherwise, we will become like Christians in Corinth. Corinthian church, when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians to them, they already became Christian for 5 years. Paul established the church of Corinth at AD 50, around AD 50. Paul wrote 1 Corinthians around AD 55. So they went to church for 5 years, but they don't want to read the Bible. Still baby, infant in the Lord. I encourage all young people and some not young people here, remember, start from tomorrow. Read your Bible for how long? Answer me. You are wrong. I didn't say 30 minutes. Now repeat. How long? Repeat. Answer me. Thank God. At least 30 minutes. At least is very important. You can read 40 minutes, 50 minutes. But if you don't have so much time, remember, at least 30 minutes. then you will experience the tremendous power of God's word. Change your mind. Change your thinking. Change your behavior. Now, the second thing Paul says, the illustration is light. Light in the Bible, also many passages illustrate the word of God. I think all people can memorize Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. God's word gives us light. You can explain many meanings from it. But this morning, I would like to concentrate. The light will show the will of God. That's the most important thing. Light will show us God's path, God's character, and also our misdeeds, our sinfulness, our wrongdoings. God's word gives us light, gives us wisdom. This is also the word of God. God's word will make people wise, will make simple people wise, will make foolish people wise. God's word brings wisdom to us. God's wisdom changes our mind, changes our thought, changes our behavior. Wisdom is very different from knowledge. Now young people attend school, high school, college, university. You gain knowledge from those training. That's good. But knowledge only understands the reason of the phenomena of the world. Knowledge not necessarily give you right judgment for value. Not necessarily give you the right decision for ethical issues. Not necessarily lead you live a right life. I give you a very simple illustration. A mechanic or a mechanist, an expert about automobile, he knows everything about the car. The electric system, the gasoline system, the transmission system, the brake system. He knows everything about the car. So when he drives any car, he feels very easily. Nothing troubles him. But he might speed. He might ignore the red light. He might disobey the traffic law. He has a lot of knowledge, not necessarily the wisdom. The wisdom will help us to make right judgment, right choice, understand the right value in our life. Producing the atomic bomb is knowledge, but how to use it is wisdom. If the atomic bomb in the hand of a terrorist, that is very terrified. This world's great tragedy is the knowledge is exploding, but the wisdom is shrinking. Where does the wisdom come from? Not come from the courses you take in your school. Wisdom comes from God. The Bible tells us, fear God. Fear God is the foundation of wisdom. If we have the heart, fear God, and then read God's word. Take God's word in our heart, in our thought, in our mind. God's light will show us the right way. God's light will show us our misdeeds. God's way will show us where is dirty If you're in a dark room, even you have a mirror, you cannot see your dirt on your face. When you come to the light, turn on the light, you can see where it's dirty. God's light, let us know the right path, which judgment is pleasing to God, what kind of value system I have to insist. Brothers and sisters, read your Bible. Meditate on God's word. Memorize God's word. Obey God's word. Start from tomorrow. Answer me. How long you would like to study God's word? Answer me. Praise the Lord. Remember what you said. At least 30 minutes. God definitely will bless those people who honor his word. Dear brothers and sisters, I'm not a very good Christian. No one is a so good Christian. But since 19 years old, I start reading God's Bible. At that time, my homework is very busy. I also have a lot of extracurricular activity, but I keep my promise to God. Read God's word first. God did change my mind, change my attitude, change my thinking, change my thought, and gradually change my behavior. Then I know the secret of pursuing holiness. God's word is very important of pursuing holiness. Now the third parable. Paul used water. Actually, many Bible passages use water. The earliest one in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 2. Moses said, "Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plains." God's word, like dew, like water, like shower, like rain. Again, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 to 11. This is very important. This passage was spoken by God himself. God said, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire." God's word come down to the earth, come down to your heart, will not return to him empty, but will accomplish what God desires. So, Ephesians chapter 5, Paul says, Christ will make the church holy, cleansing her by the washing of the water through the word. Through the word. God's word will cleanse us like water. In Psalm, we all can memorize, how can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to God's word. God's word like rain, like dew, like shower, like abundant rain. We know water brings life. Water can bring life. Rain waters the earth and makes it bud and flourish, so that it will yield forth the seed and the bread for the sower and for the eater. Water brings life. God's word will bring life. God's word will come to us, accomplish what he desires. God's word is God's thought. God's thought will change our thought. God's mind change our mind. In this passage, the context says what? Says God said, as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than the earth, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So God's word, like water, will bring life to us. God's word brings God's thought, bring God's way of behavior. Dear brothers and sisters, if you really want to live a holy life, the basic way, the fundamental way, your thought got to be changed. Your mind got to be changed. Otherwise, no way to accomplish holiness. We repent once, but tomorrow we'll commit again. Then the day after tomorrow, we'll commit again. The only way God changes our mind, God changes our thought, then your behavior will be changed. That's the only way. How can your thought, your mind, can be changed? God's word brings to you God's thought, brings to you God's mind. Change your thought, change your mind. Then you will live a holy life. The last illustration, Paul said, God's word, just like the sword of the Holy Spirit. Actually, in the Bible, many other passages, I just mentioned some. In Hebrew chapter 4, God says, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. In Revelation chapter 1, out of Christ's mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. Revelation chapter 19, out of Christ's mouth came a sharp sword. Ephesians, we already read, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Every Christian, if you really have the heart to pursue holiness, you got to remember, this is a spiritual warfare. This is not something very easy. Holiness in action, holiness in behavior, holiness in your life every day is a spiritual warfare. Satan tries very hard to attack you. Christ saved us from the bondage of Satan, from the power of Satan. But Satan tries very hard to attack us. First Peter says, the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Remember, Satan is looking for whom? Answer me. Well, maybe your answer, someone can be devoured, but I want your answer is, Satan is looking for me, for you. Because those people, non-Christians, they already under the power of Satan, already under the control of Satan. Christians, originally, we were under the control of Satan, but Christ Jesus saved us from Satan's power. So now Satan is looking for someone to be devoured. Who are they? They are us. Who is this someone? This someone is you, is me. We should be very, very, in a sense of very dangerous situation, because we are weaker than Satan. But if you have a weapon, this is not defensive weapon. This is offensive weapon. Actually, only one offensive weapon. The other are all defensive. Now you answer me, which one is the offensive weapon can fight Satan? What's that? The sword of the Holy Spirit. That is the word of God. Satan, roaring lion, is looking for someone to devour. He's looking for you. How can you fight him? We are so weak. We are so small. But if you know how to use the weapon, if you have the weapon, Satan is afraid of you. Satan dare not come closer to you. Remember, our Lord Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness 3 times. The first time, Satan told him, you can change rock into food. But Jesus did not do that because that's not God's will, even though he can do it. Jesus said, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on the word of God. Defeat Satan by God's word, by the sword of the Holy Spirit. But do you think Satan does not know Bible? Satan knows Bible, or you know Bible better than Satan. Satan knows Bible sometimes better than us. So the second time, Satan tempted Jesus, use Bible verses. Throw yourself down from the top of the temple, for it is written, God's angel will lift you up and not strike against a stone. This is from the Bible passage. Now you answer me. This Bible passage from which book? Oh, it's too sad. I think Satan will defeat you. You will never overcome Satan because you even know where it comes from. From Psalm 91, verse 11 and 12. But the second time, Jesus defeats Satan again by, for it is written, but this time Jesus adds one word, for it is also written, do not put God to the test. Jesus knows a lot of Bible. Satan used Bible passage to tempt Jesus. Jesus used another Bible passage to defeat Satan. And the third time, Jesus again used Bible verses. It is written. Dear brothers, sisters, Satan tried many ways to tempt you. If you have lots of Bible passage, Satan dare not come to you again. He will flee away. But if you only know one verse, then probably you will be defeated. So remember, start from tomorrow. Spend how much time to read your Bible? Answer me. I want you keep answer, then you'll remember. Remember, then you will do it. If you do it, the word of God definitely will change your mind, will change your thought. Eventually, will change your behavior, will change your deeds, will change your ways of life. Then you will live in God's holiness. That's God's promise. May God bless all of you. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because your heart, your intention is to help us to pursue holiness. You already gave us your word. pray you give us the heart to read your word, to meditate, to memorize, and to obey. Through reading your word, we are confident your Holy Spirit will move our heart, will make your word life in our everyday living. Thank you, Lord. Help us to grow. We pray sincerely in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.